is as fair as the day. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, Lord, will I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. There the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Well, the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. Oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, Lord, will I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, Lord, will I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
On behalf of Wayne and his family, we want to thank each of you for taking time out of your Saturday afternoon to be here today to celebrate the life of Judy Boettcher. And as Wayne has repeatedly told me, this is meant to be a celebration. And even though Judy's life was brief, yet I know that she impacted, she touched and influenced each of you in different ways. And so we're here today to remember her. Remember her life, to remember what the Lord has done through Judy's life. As I was preparing for this part of the service today, I was reminded of a scripture found in the book of James chapter 4, where the Bible says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." 54 years is a very, very short life, a very young life. But the Bible's very clear that none of us are guaranteed another day or another moment. And so it is at times like these that we stop and consider our lives, of what God has given us and what we're doing with what God has given us. In John, the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, Jesus speaks to his disciples and he says these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. That in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And of course, doubting Thomas says those words, "Lord, how can we know the way?" And Jesus responded with these incredible words. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." We know today that Judy, these last 4 months, struggled. We know that her life, in large part, had struggles. But Judy knew the answer in her heart, and that answer was the Lord Jesus Christ, that without Him, life isn't worth living. And even though we mourn her loss today, and Wayne, we mourn with you, and as much as we're able, we grieve with you, we also know that our loss was heaven's gain. And today we can rejoice, as Paul said, we can rejoice in the hope that we have in Christ. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. And though she may be dead, yet she lives." And so we rest on that and we trust in that. I heard an old saying a long time ago and it stuck with me and I leave it with you today. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. Handle with prayer. Life can be difficult, friends. And at a moment like this, for this family, yes, it's difficult. But there is a strength that we can find when we look to the Lord. There is a hope that we can find that surpasses this life. And Judy's life was built on that hope. And I pray today that yours is as well. And we thank God for Christian friends. We thank God for church family. For in times like these, they are a great comfort. Before I read the obituary for Judy's life, I do want to share two things. When you came in today, if you hadn't already signed the guest register, we'd like for you to do that before you leave today, just as a remembrance for this family that you were here. Also, there is a table that is set up in the lobby, and on that table there's a box that you can put cards, sympathy cards. But also, we have made a copy on a CD of two of the books that Judy had written. And these are PDF files. You can just load them right up onto your computer and read those books. And we've made those available if you're interested. There's a suggested donation of $3, and you can put that also in the box. And we wanted to make those available. So if you enjoy reading, I know that Judy enjoyed writing. And this is a way that her life can continue to touch you and remember her. So we want you to be aware of that. Immediately following this service today, the ladies of the church have prepared a small meal over in our South Learning Center, and everyone is invited to stay and just use that time to fellowship and share with the family. And so we want you to be aware of that. Would you join me in a word of prayer, please? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and Lord, I know that the hearts of this family are heavy. And those who knew Judy, sometimes we don't understand why someone that we love is taken so soon from us. But we understand at the end of the day that, Lord, you are in control of our lives and that all things do work together for good to them who love you. And, Lord, today we lift up this family. We pray, Father, that you will minister the comfort that only you can bring to a broken heart. We pray that your grace will undergird them and sustain them. And, Father, that throughout this service today, Lord, Judy's memory would live in our hearts and minds. And though she may be gone from us physically, Lord, her memory is stamped upon our hearts. Bless this family and these friends today who've come to share and, Lord, to celebrate her life. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness and your presence with us. For it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Judy Louise Boettcher, beloved wife, mother, grandmother, died peacefully from a battle with cancer October 27th, 2010. She is survived by her husband Wayne and also her sons Henry, Ryan Padilla, daughter-in-law Tanya, and grandchildren Anthony and Melissa. Judy was born July 19, 1956 in Rockford, Illinois, of parents William and Frances Foss. There she grew up as Judy Foss with her brother Michael and sisters Linda and Lori. In college, Judy went to England on an exchange program. She returned to marry Rick Padilla and start a family in San Diego, California. Judy worked in defense, legal, and business enterprises in administrative capacities to help support her family. She was also a very active mother, helping with homework and volunteering for Little League with her sons. Moving to Tucson in 1993, Judy took court reporting and interior design classes, receiving a certificate in interior design. After a stint managing apartments, she worked for several major department stores designing window treatments. Judy went on to write two novels in her own style called Romance with a Hint of Mystery that were well received by critics. She took a break from writing to teach herself medical transcription and successfully engage in that field. Her third unfinished novel in progress had a working title of Mary Go Wrong and would have been more mystery than romance. Judy married Wayne Richard Betcher August 29, 1997, in Tucson, Arizona. She was a dedicated Christian and participated in church services by playing the flute and singing in worship services, and later just being an active worshiper of the congregation. She was frequently ready to help with children's programs or to volunteer for various other church endeavors. Judy had a heart for missionaries, the homeless, and the unborn. She donated or helped these causes whenever she could. When Judy's grandson and granddaughter came along, she loved taking them to the park, toy store, or miniature golf course. Judy was known for her artistic abilities, wit, sunny, and by the way, secret smile, and generous heart. All who were blessed to know her will miss her deeply. Memorial donations may be made to the Gospel Rescue Mission or Crisis Pregnancy Centers of Tucson. And just so you know that Judy's already gotten a taste of that, hadn't she, Wayne? Judy's already tasting that. At this time, some of the family members would like to come and share. And I want to invite Linda, if she would, to go ahead and come. And following Linda will be Ryan and Tanya. And so,
as I reflect upon the relationship I had with my sister Judy, I realize that the years and the miles that have separated us through time makes the Judy I know and remember different from the Judy everyone else may know. What can I say at my sister's funeral that will bring comfort to myself, her boys, her husband, and her friends? I don't want to be gloomy. Even though funerals are sad, we are here to celebrate the life of Judy. In Judy's life, our prayers were answered as we wished. We hoped Judy would beat cancer. We learned God has the final word in this lifetime. I have learned over time that mourning the death of another is a part of life. Judy had sent me a wall plaque when our father died. It read, "What was hard to endure is easy to recall." I have pondered over those words through the years. She also sent me a wall plaque years later that read, "Rejoice." It still hangs in my house over my doorway. I think of Judy every time I see it. That is what Judy taught me about life. Today I rejoice that she was my sister. Judy was born a beautiful baby. I know this from hearing this from our mother ever since I was 4 years old when Judy was born. I sound jealous, don't I? But I wasn't. I was getting used to losing my place of honor as firstborn, as each new child was born after me until there was four of us youngsters. And later on, there were five of us kids as we got a stepbrother, too. Besides, Judy always thought the middle child got the bum deal. She told me to take extra care that I give my middle child extra attention. I have always wondered if Judy wanted only two children, so one wouldn't be the middle child. We siblings were closely drawn together in healthy ways and sometimes in not so healthy ways as we grew up. We lost most of our childhood pictures and film takes in a home fire. But the few I have saved from here and there do show Judy's beauty. As I look back at my memories of her as a teenager and a young adult, she reminds me of Jennifer Aniston and how she looked and how she carried herself. She was tall and lean with pretty blue eyes and long blondish light brown hair. Outside of my memories of Judy pulling my hair a lot, probably the only way a youngster 4 years younger than me could fend for herself in sisterhood conflicts, I saw her as a bright, headstrong but gentle, good-natured kid sister with a sense of humor and a sensitive personality who looked up to me, which always made me feel good, better than I did feel about myself. I hope I gave her some strength and comfort in her life as being her big sister. I cannot talk about my sister without talking about God and the connection we shared throughout our lives to spirituality. Judy was a Christian teenager with Christian friends and Christian activities. Our dad's side of the family were Lutherans. Our grandma and grandpa were charter members of their Lutheran church. Our grandfather was a carpenter and a woods craftsman who helped build his church building in Lus Park, Illinois, where we were raised. We were very proud to go into this building and see the beautiful woodworks of the church that Grandpa created. He took the 12 apostles and constructed out of wood the symbols each stood for, which were displayed in the sanctuary among the other beautiful woodworking. It is a beautiful church. As a family, my mother and father did not attend church regularly, but when we did go to church, our grandma and our uncle were our Sunday school teachers. Although our father and mother did not attend church regularly, much to our grandmother's dismay, we learned spirituality from our mother, too. Mom cannot be here today because she is not well enough to travel even to the store anymore. She is heartbroken over Judy's death. Parents should not outlive their children. Our mother was an orphan who lost her parents in the tuberculosis epidemic. Somewhere, Mom learned about God. She taught us to say our prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Mommy and Daddy, Linda, Mike, Judy, and Lori, Grandma and Grandpa, and all my little friends. Amen. I often wonder if Judy recited that prayer to her children and grandchildren as I did mine. Our mother also taught us hymns and songs about God that she learned as a child. One of them went, "I see the moon and the moon sees me. The moon sees somebody I'd like to see. God bless the moon and God bless me. God bless somebody I'd like to see." Mom knew four more verses to that song that she sang to us. To the sadness of my grandparents, our mother and father took us to church less and less often. At one house, we could walk to church on Sunday morning and did without our parents, but we moved a lot and church became a thing of the past until Judy found her own faith in her teen years. Our parents indulged in drinking. I don't want to label our parents, but in today's world, our parents may have been diagnosed as alcoholics. There was drinking, there was parties, there were problems. There were secrets to be kept hush-hush about. There were lectures all the way to Grandma's house on what not to talk about. We were hyper-giggly and nervous. One of our childhood games was to play drunk. We would pretend to take a drink and then run around in circles and fall down drunk. It was kind of funny. In time, the fun ended, and there was a broken home. And four young children got their hearts broken when the family busted up. Our parents and each one of us kids had issues that never really got resolved. And those years made us a part of who we were for the rest of our lives. But in spite of our difficult childhood, we loved our parents very much. We ended up living with our father, who remarried a wonderful woman who did not drink, yet he still did. Home life did not get easier, and we all left home one by one at an early age. Judy and I shared a common ground. Judy and I leaned on God. God was not a crutch. God was a way of life. She had her religion, and I had mine. We would argue religion with each other, and of course, we still had a grandmother and an uncle who wished we shared their faith also. In time, we stopped trying to change each other. We learned to quietly accept our differences in religion and just let each other be who we were. Judy came to live with me, my husband, and two small boys, Sean and Eric, until she went to college in Southern Illinois. I drove her there myself. She paid for college herself with student loans. Her and our stepbrother were the only two of us to attend college. She went on to study in England. Our cousin was stationed in the military in Spain, so Judy and her friends journeyed to Spain for Christmas that year to visit Nell. Judy got called home because our father took his own life 2 days before Christmas. On our stepmother's birthday, December 23rd, 1976. She made the plane trip home, grieving all alone for our dad, not understanding what happened, who, despite his flaws, we all loved him tremendously. After the funeral, my brother took my two sisters back to California with him, where he had made his home. I did not want them to leave me. but I was married, had two small boys, and my church family to comfort me. I don't know if Judy had kept up her religion or if the cares of the world had attracted her in her college days and she lost her way. But I do know life changed for all of us as a family when we lost our dad. I don't know if the death of our dad weighed Judy down so that she lost her way, but I do know that she never strayed too far from God where she couldn't find her way home. Maybe not back to Illinois, where even short visits were hard on her, but to the home in her heart with her Lord and Savior who resides with her. And she came home to me when I needed her at the death of my own son. She was my family, and right there with her two boys for me in my grief to share our pain at losing our brother and son and nephew. I like to believe that once a person dies, they become enlightened to the truth about God and life everlasting. Judy may be sleeping in Christ, or her soul may be dwelling somewhere unknown to us, but she knows. She knows now who was right in our sisterly arguments over religion. I had a dream the other night that Judy wrote me one more letter after she died. I never got to see what was inside the letter because I woke up. But I think she was going to tell me to keep the faith. The years and the miles apart have separated us over time. It's hard to deal with this sudden loss of Judy. You always think there will be time later. I will miss my sister, and I'm glad that I'm here in Arizona at Judy's home to say goodbye. God bless her, and God bless all of us. Goodbye, my sister.
Ryan and Tanya, if you want to come at this time.
Judy is my mom, has been there for me in every moment of my life for the past 30 years. When I was young, she would always sacrifice all of her time and put me and my brother before anything else. It's hard to move on without her, but what helps is remembering all the time we spent together and how happy of a person she always was. I know she would always want me to be as good as a parent to my kids as she was to me, so that's all I can do from this point on. I'll miss her and I'll always cherish her memory.
Judy was my mother-in-law and the grandmother of my son Anthony and daughter Melissa. She was actually more than a mother-in-law to me. She was my second mother, even when we bumped heads a lot. But she was always there for me and my kids. I'm glad my kids got to spend a lot of time with her, you know, playing at the park and going to the toy store, which was their favorite thing. There was no other like Judy in this world. She was one of a kind, and she made the best cranberries, the cranberry sauce I've ever had. We're going to miss her very much, but she will always be in our hearts forever.
During her life in Christ, which Judy is continuing even now, Jesus was her strength, and that's the reason that my brother picked this song for us to sing to. If you know it, I hope you'll worship with me. And if you know Jesus, of course, he's your strength today. If you're seeking him, he can be. My strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, fall down. And when I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Taking my cross, my sin, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy.
Wayne?
I know that song would give me so much strength. You know, we're gathered here today to honor Judy Boettcher, a beautiful lady that we knew and loved. We're sad that she left us, but we're glad she has the peace that passes all understanding, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How can we honor Judy? Well, here are some different philosophies and values in Judy's life that are an inspiration. And you might find something here that you can do to honor Judy. Judy studied hard in school and life. She didn't complete every degree because she cared more about learning than a diploma. She earned a high school diploma, had several years of college, and a trade school certificate for interior design, but was equally adept at designing her website and writing her novels. She learned those skills by herself with no degree. If you wish to honor Judy, study hard and learn skills and facts. Get the degrees if you can, but above all, never stop learning. I remember the first time seeing Judy on an electric golf cart reading meters at the apartment complex. Head up and foot down. That was it. She deftly zipped through the pathways with a determined look. And as we went walking and I had to tie my shoe, I soon learned to run and catch up because Judy kept going. I saw the same attitude when she was gaining strength to use her walker. When she was sick, head up with that Judy look, she scooted along at the walker's top speed. This philosophy didn't just apply to transportation, though. When Judy decided to do anything worthwhile, such as buying a house or writing a novel, getting a new job, designing a room, or planning a picnic, she charged into it and made that enterprise a success. If you wish to honor Judy, find something worthy to do and charge. Judy had a sense of humor. Once we were visiting a church, she pulled out the visitor's card and said, "Hey, look, honey, married, single, or living in sin?" When she was in the hospital and the lung surgeon took out her wallet to give her a card, she said, "Oh, that's okay. You don't have to pay me." She had a message for all her Christian friends here. "I hope you're not jealous that I will spend more time in heaven than you." If you wish to honor Judy, cultivate a witty sense of humor and tell some jokes. Judy's two boys, Henry and Ryan, were everything to her. So many times she talked to me about them and how proud she was. In their youth, she would help them with homework and play G.I. Joe with them and volunteer for Little League. She always tried to get them the same toys so one wouldn't be jealous, because she was sensitive to their feelings in every way she could be. She often sacrificed buying or doing something for herself to give those resources to her children. She continued to do so her entire life. Perhaps she was overprotective to a small degree, worrying a little too much about her kids, grandkids, or me, for that matter. But isn't it a little better to be overprotective than underprotective? And she's happy to know that her boys turned out so well. If you wish to honor Judy, overprotect your children just a little. Sacrifice something you were going to do for yourself and give that time or spend that resource on your children. Judy deeply loved her grandchildren, Anthony and Melissa. She liked taking them to the park, toy store, or to miniature golf. And when she was out shopping, she couldn't resist picking up something for the grandkids. She always went to Anthony's school events whenever she could. If you wish to honor Judy, take your kids or grandkids to the park, to fly a kite, or play on the playground, and be involved in their lives. Judy had a secret smile, as you can see. I caught that picture. Whenever I saw it, I knew she had devised some sort of untold scheme to do a good thing for someone. She would hatch these little plots and then come out and say, "We're going to Bookman's," or, "I got this item for you because I knew you wanted it," or, "Here's some ice cream." Sometimes it was just taking someone to church, or giving a hug, or going on a walk. If you wish to honor Judy, hatch a secret plot to do something good and spring it on someone or some group of people, and don't forget to smile. Many people who knew Judy didn't know she was a warrior fighting major spiritual battles against the flesh. With hypoglycemia and thyroid problems that caused mood swings, compounded by a traumatic childhood and teen life, Judy often battled feelings of anger and distrust that she didn't want. And with the help of the Lord, she often defeated those unwanted emotions. Sometimes she lost a battle, but she never surrendered. And when the cancer came, Judy rallied her spiritual forces in a final battle and totally destroyed all the bad feelings. She won the whole war. In doing so, she proved, with the help of the Lord Jesus, a person can overcome emotional chaos and replace it with peace and harmony. And Judy became an inspiration to us all. If you wish to honor Judy, call on Jesus to help you fight some harmful type of anger or destructive emotion in your life and replace it with love and forgiveness. Judy read the Bible or a Bible-based devotion every day. Many people like to say, "Oh yes, I read that book," like I used to do. But Judy knew that prayerfully reading the Bible every day is a powerful force in a person's life. She taught me that. Judy's wisdom and life philosophy deeply reflected her daily prayers and Bible reading. If you wish to honor Judy, pray and read the Bible every day and watch your life improve. Judy was a Christian. That means she followed the ways of and truly believed in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Jesus is her friend that walked with her and answered prayers from her. She walks with him today in heaven. Judy understood that we can turn away from Jesus but he never turns away from us. If you wish to honor Judy, accept Jesus into your heart and let him be your friend and Savior. Well, how can you do that? Some people say there never was a Jesus. But besides the Bible, even Roman and Jewish history show that Jesus existed some 2,000 years ago. The question is really whether you believe the words of Jesus, that he was the Son of God who died on the cross to take the punishment for our sins and then rose again, thus becoming our Savior. You might be wondering how all that came about. Well, according to the Bible, John 3:16, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God sent his Son because he loves us, even though we are all sinners, including me. To be saved, we repent of our sins and believe in Jesus. As it is written in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And that means all of us. There are penalties and rewards for our actions. Romans 6:23 tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Let me quote just a few more verses from the Bible. In John 1:12 it says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And in 1 John 1:9 it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." And in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Jesus was speaking of the door to our hearts. Do you hear Jesus knocking at the door to your heart right now? If anyone here would like to accept Jesus into their life, I'm inviting you to come down here to the altar, the front of the church, and I'll pray with you. And I'll help you accept Jesus into your heart and your life as my brother Robert plays one of Judy's favorite songs. Don't be embarrassed to come down and pray with me. We're all friends and family here. I'm going to be down here praying throughout the song.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. And I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone are
desire and I long to worship you. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire and I long to worship you.
Wayne, I don't know if anybody's told you, but you might make a preacher someday. What a tribute to Judy's life, and what a blessing to have known her as her pastor over the last several years. Wayne and Judy have always been a blessing to our church family. And I know that in times like this, there's always a lot of questions. I think it was even alluded to earlier about where does a person go when they die? And for the Christian, I need to make sure that you understand very clearly. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Judy's not floating around somewhere in some unknown beyond, but she is literally in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Thank God there is an eternity with the Lord. And Wayne, I want to say one more thing before we close this service. Judy did not lose her battle with cancer. And that you may think that is a little strange, but I want to make it very clear for the Christian and for the child of God. When Judy took her last breath, cancer lost its hold on her.
Amen.
And she's whole today. And so I thank God for the hope that we have in Christ. And as Wayne's already said, a lot of people are searching out there for meaning. A lot of people searching for what now? I'm here to tell you the answer is none other than Jesus Christ. And I pray, if you're here today and maybe you just didn't feel the liberty to respond, know that we're here. Even after this service, we're available to pray with you. We're here to encourage you. And that is our prayer, is that you'll find strength in the Lord. I'm going to ask you to stand, please, as we bring this service to a close today. And we've already shared with you that we have a meal prepared for family and friends after this service. But we'd also like for you to have the liberty to come. There are some pictures that you see down here, and we'll invite you in a moment to be able to come and view these pictures and also greet Ryan and Henry and Tanya and Wayne and the rest of the family. And just use it as an opportunity to comfort and share with one another. The building in which the dinner will be held is our South Learning Center. As you go out the main doors, it's to the left. Just follow everybody else and you'll find it. But we invite you to stay. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today for the hope that we have in you. We thank you that for the believer, life doesn't end when they take their last breath. For Judy, life is just beginning with eternity. Lord, thank you for her life. Thank you for her legacy. Thank you for her love. And now, Lord, we pray for the family and for the friends who knew Judy, that each day you will comfort their hearts, that you will strengthen them. We pray if there's one here today who's uncertain, Lord, of their eternity, Father, that you will move on them by your Spirit, Lord, to respond to this invitation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, each day remind us of your faithfulness and your mercies. Bless now these family and friends, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.